just become desensitized to what's around us.
We go through safety training and, you know, we try and do these things to make sure accidents.
This Entertainment Insider is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Irish star Paul Mescal stars in the new Paramount Pictures movie, Gladiator 2. He discusses how he felt landing in Dublin before the film's premiere there.
There's this weird sensation about landing into the city that just... I don't know, it just makes me feel calm.
Progressive offers a great price and round-the-clock protection when bundling home and auto. It's one of those rare times when you can save money and get something great. Bundle today at progressive.com.
Okay, I have to tell you, I was just looking on eBay where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the...
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your...
windshield wipers. eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Three Americans, the White House says, wrongfully detained in China, now released and soon to return to the U.S. The rare diplomatic deal, part of a three-for-three prisoner trade, according to a senior U.S. official familiar with the swap. ABC's Louis Martinez says it follows months of negotiations.
When we find out about these situations, it's on the schedule that the White House puts on us because they want to ensure that nothing interferes with that transaction, that nothing interferes with that potentially risk the deal collapsing at the last minute. So that's why the details are kind of kept quiet.
Aides say President Biden also spoke directly with China's leader at the APEC summit. The ceasefire between Israel, Lebanon, and Hezbollah holding so far residents forced to evacuate during months of the conflict are starting to return to homes in southern Lebanon. Holiday travelers on the move on the eve of Thanksgiving. A peak travel time on roads today. Millions more taking to the skies. This is ABC News. In Colorado, a new documentary bringing attention to the cold case of JonBenet Ramsey.
28 years after JonBenet Ramsey was murdered, at times it has seemed the case will never be solved. The Boulder Police Chief Stephen Redfern says his detectives are actively working on it, utilizing new technology to try to figure out who killed JonBenet, including teaming up with
several outside forensic labs and DNA experts to evaluate the latest advancements in technology.
He says the goal is to identify JonBenet's killer. Alex Stone, ABC News.
In New Jersey, a wild turkey is the unofficial mascot of Deptford Township and now has become notorious for his antics like stopping traffic and charging cars. Some residents now say they're a little bit frustrated by this bold bird.
We love him, but he's a little bit of a jerk.
He's like the town mascot, but he does bother the cars. He pecks the sides of the cars.
There is an ordinance banning the feeding of wild animals. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
I'm at a smoothie bar, asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
It's the most wonderful time of the year on Pluto TV. Get all your holiday favorites absolutely free. Cozy up with festive classics like Bad Santa 2 and Scrooged to get you in the holiday spirit. Plus heartwarming movies from Lifetime and Hallmark movies and more holiday favorites. Explore entire channels guaranteed to spread the cheer with bright lights, festive fireplaces, and the holiday music you love. We've got something for everyone. Season's greetings from Pluto TV. Stream now. Pay never.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Wake up and be a McDonald's breakfast person. Enjoy a classic sausage McMuffin with egg. Right now, get two for just $6. Order ahead in the app to save time. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels.
A cloudy sky tonight, couple of flurries and a low near 20. And more clouds around for tomorrow, scattered flurries and a high in the mid-20s. Colder with sunshine Friday. Right now it's 22.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Preliminary numbers from the Department of Natural Resources show a slight decrease in harvest over the opening weekend of Wisconsin's gun deer season. Thanksgiving dinner may cost less this year. The annual survey from the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation says the holiday feast should cost $57.61 to serve 10, a 2% drop in prices compared to last year. A former Kewaskum school resource officer is sentenced to 2 years in prison for bestiality. Accused of having sexual contact with his dog, Stephen Rosales pleaded guilty to 3 felony counts in September. Prosecutors found out about the bestiality during a search of Rosales's phone while investigating an alleged inappropriate relationship he had with an 18-year-old high school student. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Ready for the best Black Friday prices on household essentials? You'll find them at Fleet Farm. Doors open Friday at 5 a.m. with a free plush penguin for the first 500. Then enjoy great deals like KT Basic Blend Bird Seed for just $9.99. Diamond Crystal Softener Salt is on sale for $3.99 a bag. And premium hardwood fuel pellets are only $4.99 a bag. Plus, if you can't wait, early Black Friday shopping starts Wednesday at 8 p.m. online only. Only at Fleet Farm. Ready for the best Black Friday prices guaranteed? You'll find them at Fleet Farm. Doors open Friday at 5 a.m. with a free plush penguin for the first 500. Then enjoy great deals like a Blackstone griddle with free cover and accessories for just $199.99. A Milwaukee Packout toolbox system with free organizer is only $229.97. Plus, take 30% off all in-store footwear. And if you can't wait, early Black Friday shopping starts Wednesday at 8 p.m. online only. Only at Fleet Farm.
Roll the dice and save during Small Business Shake a Day this Saturday from 9 to noon and from 3 to 5:30 at the Cottage in downtown Durand. From home decor for the holidays to something special for mom, you'll find that special gift at the Cottage. From 9 to noon, roll the dice for extra savings. Roll 3 of a kind, receive 30% off. 4 of a kind, 40% off. And if you get 5 of a kind, 50% off any item at the Cottage. It's the Small Business Shake a Day this Saturday from 9 to noon and from 3 to 5:30 at the Cottage downtown Durand.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Numbers RS, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand, Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, 24/7, and West Wisconsin Telecom. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com and Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. The city of Durand has moved up the purchase of a new squad car. The city council approved the purchase last week, and Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says the city hopes to have the new squad in service in January.
We're going a little bit different. This is the first time we bought a Dodge. It's going to come from Ewald. It's obviously on the state contract and so on. But as we said, it looks like it was the time for the replacement of this. And as we said, we're looking to have this in our fleet in January.
Milliron said the city decided to use some money from this year's budget to purchase the squad car. Now, the cost of the new squad car was just over $45,000. The city of Wabasha has added a new statue to the Veterans Memorial to commemorate Korean War veterans. The statue was made in the likeness of Dennis Spaulding, a Wabasha veteran who passed away earlier this year and served in the Korean War. The statue was unveiled during Memorial Day ceremonies earlier this month. Along with the new statue, new plaques were also installed, recognizing the different branches of military service. An investigation is underway into what led to a school bus crashing through a home Tuesday morning in Holman that left one of the residents hurt. According to Holman police, the bus was going north on 2nd Avenue. It left the road several times before going through the intersection and into the home at 301 State Street. One of the people inside the home had minor injuries and was taken to a La Crosse hospital. There were no children on the bus at the time of the incident. An investigation is underway after an inmate died in custody at a southern Minnesota prison. That inmate was found unresponsive at the Minnesota Correctional Facility in Faribault last Thursday. Officials say a staff member tried to save the inmate's life, but the individual was pronounced dead a short time later. The cause of death hasn't been revealed. Earlier this year, there was a series of lockdowns at the Faribault facility. Friends and family members of inmates there have accused state leaders of withholding information about the lockdowns and claim drug overdoses were to blame. You're listening to WRDN News.
Have you done anything to feel whole today? Did you get moving? Did you stay connected? Did you gift yourself a moment of peace? No matter what helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support you with world-class expertise and whole person care to keep you healthy and happy in body, mind, and spirit for your whole life. Feeling whole always begins at AdventHealth.com.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
Three people have been arrested in Mondovi after a pair of retail thefts at Quick Trip and Joe's Shop Quick. According to Mondovi police, Quick Trip notified officers on Tuesday of a string of retail thefts involving several people. Three suspects were identified in the thefts. Then on Thursday, officers attempting to make contact at a residence observed a vehicle leave and go to Joe's Shop Quick. The suspect was taken into custody after stealing alcohol from that store. Arrested were 18-year-old Dumarian Stroger and 20-year-old Dalton Anger, both of Chippewa Falls, and 17-year-old Leonard Campbell of Bloomer. One person was injured in a single-vehicle accident Saturday in Trenton Township. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 32-year-old Brenda Hernandez Bierman of Ellsworth was traveling westbound on Highway Double K when she lost control and entered the ditch, causing the vehicle to overturn. Hernandez Berman was taken to a Red Wing hospital. An Eau Claire man is looking at charges after firefighters say he set his own mobile home on fire. The trailer on Revere Street was gutted yesterday morning after police say 51-year-old Patrick Bischel set it on fire. He'd just been evicted from the trailer. Investigators say they found Bischel downtown and eventually confessed to starting the fire. No one was hurt, but a neighbor's trailer was damaged in that blaze. There are charges for a father and son in Vernon County who are accused of killing their neighbor's dog. Prosecutors filed charges this week against John Kurtz and his son Andrew. The sheriff's department said Kurtz's neighbor reported her dog missing over the weekend. The neighbor said Kurtz had threatened to kill the dog before because it got too close to his property. Deputies say Kurtz told them that he had his son shoot the dog and then tossed its body in a ditch behind its home. Wisconsin's 2024 deer season is off to a slow start. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources yesterday said the harvest numbers for the first weekend of the gun deer season are down about 1% from last year. Harvest totals are down about 4% from the five-year average. In real numbers, the DNR said hunters bagged just under 90,000 deer in the first weekend of hunting. The gun deer season continues until Sunday. You're listening to WRDN News.
We've got got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
As expected, Molson Coors is not closing the Liney's Lodge. The company this week said tours of the lodge will continue after the historic brewery in Chippewa Falls closes. Molson Coors announced last month that it would move the Line and Kugel's line to a brewery in Milwaukee. 56 people will lose their jobs when the brewery closes January 17th. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200 to $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx users are compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Truex turns part-time player. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Checkered flag is in the air. Ty Majeski wins the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series race and the championship.
Congratulations to Ty Majeski and Thor Sport Racing on winning the 2024 NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series championship.
This is surreal. I've put my whole life into this, put a lot of hard hours driving through the night to make it to races and then get back to work at Thor Sport the next morning.
The tough trucks of NASCAR will return in February right here on the Motor Racing Network. Martin Truex Jr. may be stepping away from full-time competition in the NASCAR Cup Series next season, but don't buy him a rocking chair just yet. The New Jersey native who won the 2017 Cup Championship has a few definite plans he hopes to accomplish before he hangs up his helmet for good.
Racing wise, I mean, I'm going to do Daytona 500, and then, you know, I'm looking forward to running some Xfinity cars a bit here and there, just to have fun and see how it goes. And you know, I really enjoy that style of car, you know, low downforce and just the older cars that we raced. So I'm looking forward to doing a little bit of that again. And other than that, not sure, but I've got a lot of hobbies and I need to catch up on those, and I'm excited about that.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check you have a full tank of gas first before road tripping through the desert.
Empty? Seriously? Maybe I can walk.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Maybe I can't.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
If you or someone you know were diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma, listen up, because you could be entitled to significant compensation. Call 800-570-0200. That's 800-570-0200.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Health Center may not be available in all states.
It's football season, and Uber Eats has the best deals on game day food, whatever you're craving. From 2-to-1 pizza to buy one, get one wings, Uber Eats is dropping deals all season long. Uber Eats, official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now.
10th-ranked Marquette returns to the court tonight, playing host to Stonehill College at Fiserv Forum. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Milwaukee Panthers are on the road in Central Florida. Bucks off until Saturday when they host Washington. Milwaukee won their fifth in a row last night. 106-103 winners over the Heat in Miami. The Bucks have won seven of their last eight, moving back to 500 at 9-9 after a 2-8 start. The Packers wrapped up their practice week and will face the Miami Dolphins tomorrow night at Lambeau Field. Quarterback Jordan Love on the key to winning on a short week.
The short weeks are tough, but obviously trying to get as much film in as possible and understand who you're going against, and then the game plan. I mean, we have a short week. We're cramming 2 days into one today with third downs and red zone. So I think just everybody being locked in here, staying in the playbook when we go home, and obviously getting our bodies back and having everybody healthy is kind of the key.
And the football Badgers now just 2 days away from their border battle matchup with Minnesota on Friday at Camp Randall. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
An exciting football state championships feature records, thrillers, and goodbyes. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. It was an exciting 2 days at Camp Randall Stadium for the WIAA Football State Championships. Things opened with a defensive battle in Division 7 as Edgar and head coach Jerry Sins claimed their ninth title with a 19-0 win over Potosi Cassville. Lomira captured its first ever championship, taking down Grantsburg 26-19 in the D6 game. Stratford moved up a division this year but still won a third consecutive title, downing Wrightstown 21-6 in the Division 5 contest that is also the final game for head coach Jason Tubbs. Junior wide receiver Lamont Hamilton had 275 all-purpose yards, including four long touchdowns, as Racine St. Catharines held off Baldwin-Woodville to claim the Division IV championship. The first game on Friday morning was a doozy, with Notre Dame senior running back Christian Collins setting a new all-division state finals record with 408 rushing yards and five scores on 39 carries as the Tritons pulled away from Catholic Memorial 49-28 for the Division III title. Collins also became just the second player in state history to go over 3,000 yards in a season, finishing with 3,084 rushing yards and 42 touchdowns this year. Slinger trailed until 3 minutes remained in the Division II title game, but rallied to defeat Rice Lake 31-30. Bayport held off a furious second-half charge by Muskego to win Division I 25-18. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources recently named its State Natural Areas Volunteer of the Year. I'll tell you who he is when we return, but first.
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
Welcome back.
The Wisconsin DNR last week announced Darlington resident Steve Hubner as State Natural Areas Volunteer of the Year for 2024. The award recognizes his nearly 40 years of volunteer work at many properties around the state, including the Mural Bluff Prairie State Natural Area. With a degree in natural resources from UW-Stevens Point, Hubner brought his skills to a group of like-minded individuals in Greene County as one of the founding members of the Prairie Bluff chapter of the Prairie Enthusiasts. They kicked that off in the late 1980s. Partnerships with groups like the Prairie Enthusiasts, who co-own Mural Bluff Prairie with the DNR, are critical to care for the more than 406,000 acres of state natural areas across the Badger State. Since his retirement in 2012, Hubner has averaged more than 800 volunteer hours per year, doing everything from removing invasive brush to collecting seeds and helping with prescribed burns. Learn more at dnr.wisconsin.gov and search State Natural Areas Volunteer Program. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow by New Nordic. Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow. With its patented tocotrienol complex, Hair Grow naturally reduces inflammation in the scalp and is clinically proven to promote new hair growth and increase hair count in as little as 4 months. Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com. Or in stores at your local CVS.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight, couple of flurries and a low near 20. And more clouds around for tomorrow, scattered flurries and a high in the mid-20s. Colder with sunshine Friday. Right now it's 22.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. A very early happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. As we know, markets are going to be closed tomorrow. We're going to have a hard open on Friday, and then we'll close at a little after noon as folks will get the chance to celebrate a little bit more. But what happened in the markets yesterday to see the reversal action that we saw today? We're going to look at what's going on in the soy oil from the tariff perspective. We're going to look at hogs and look at cattle, as well as that cash market was on fire. To get all the details, we bring into the conversation Arlen Suderman. Of course, Arlen is with StoneX. So then why did the markets move like it did yesterday? And then, as you say, revert back once again today?
Yeah, yesterday we certainly traded the Trump tariff news that he had posted on his social media outlet late on Monday. And that was 25% tariffs on everything coming from Mexico and Canada and 10% on everything coming from China until we get the border secured from illegal immigration and from drugs crossing, fentanyl being the biggest target there to stop fentanyl movement across the border. And so it'll be interesting how this all plays out. Now, what we saw was soy oil rally sharply. Because that's at a 25% tariff, that means that we won't have canola oil coming across the border to be made into renewable diesel and biodiesel. And that gives more demand for soy oil. We probably wouldn't have used cooking oil coming from China, which is displacing soy oil in the production of biodiesel and renewable diesel. And so that really strengthened the price for soy oil. Wheat prices rallied because it means we'll probably reduce the amount of wheat moving across the border from Canada down into the United States. On the other hand, we saw some pressure on corn prices because we sell a lot of corn to Mexico. They're our top customer. And so if Mexico would get in a trade war with us, how would that hurt it? So I think that that's what the market is basically responding to. But as we come into today's trade, the market is basically saying, you know, Trudeau didn't take very long at all. He was on the phone pretty quick after Trump posted that on social media saying, hey, let's work on this. Let's talk about this. And the president of Mexico, while she's talking a lot of rhetoric of, hey, we're not going to put up with this. If you put tariffs on us, we're going to put tariffs on you. A lot of thinking that things will get worked out, maybe even before Inauguration Day in January. Mexico shut down the movement of immigrants across the border and the movement of drugs across the border during Trump 1.0. It can be done. Now, the previous president, this is a new president, the previous president was able to work with the drug cartels to make it happen. Will this president be able to do that as well? This will be a test of her leadership and ability to do that within Mexico. But the general thinking is that they need us more than we need them. I think Canada, it'll be worked out first with Canada, but then followed by Mexico. With China, that's a different story. Although we do see some movement there within China that perhaps Xi Jinping, since he's in a weaker position than what he was when Trump was in office the last time, their economy is really hurting, that maybe he'll move a little bit quicker towards some type of a trade agreement that might mean more agricultural commodities purchased in trade with or exchange with easing back on tariffs on some of the consumer goods coming to the United States. But I think the market kind of assuming that things are going to get worked out. They now see Trump's rhetoric as more negotiating ploys rather than, hey, this is the way it's going to be from this point forward.
You know, Arlen, you talk about Mexico and the relationship we have immediately gets me thinking of the rancher and the feedlot owner I met when I was in Mexico on a trip. And he relies so much on corn coming out of Nebraska and Kansas and even Iowa and cattle that he buys out of Texas. So, I mean, this is a bigger picture than just, you know, the two countries fighting each other.
Oh, absolutely. And you look at the protein sector. Our trade with Mexico is 40% of our pork exports. So that would be huge if we were to get into some type of tariff battle. But the pork market doesn't seem to be too concerned about it. The feeder cattle market, though, is certainly trading at 30,000 head of stockers per week coming north across the border. And so a 25% tariff would be pretty big thing tightening up supplies here in the United States at a time when supplies are already tight. So the feeder cattle market certainly trading it, and that looked to be a bigger threat even than the new world screw worm, which we can talk more about if you want. But that seemed to be a bigger issue to the market than that as we traded this week.
Well, since we're on that discussion, let's talk about that, because I know that the APHIS has now said they need to be treated with Ivermectin, and they're looking at like 3 weeks maybe before this border reopens.
Yeah, I think the market is assuming that it will get worked out, but it's certainly concerned because 30,000 a week at 3 weeks, that's 90,000 head, certainly contributing to the tightness overall. When we look at this feeder cattle market, it's had a lot of volatility lately because, first of all, a lot of rain in the central and southern plains, so wheat pasture prospects have improved dramatically. That's pulling a lot of cattle onto wheat pasture rather than going into feedlots. And so I think when we get the placement numbers for November, we're going to see placement numbers down. And then you throw in the tariff argument and the screwworm argument, and suddenly we're tightening up supply of feeder cattle.
Now, so much for a quiet holiday week of trade, right, Arlen?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, stick around, folks. We do have a lot more coming up. When we get back, we'll talk about what's going on in the soy oil and some other factors that are weighing in on this shortened holiday trade week. It's the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight, It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Welcome back once again to the Rural Radio Network and the Channel Final Bell as we keep our conversation going this afternoon with Arlen Suderman with StoneX. So we really dove into a lot, Arlen, on this front half, all kind of tied back to all of the thoughts on the Trump tariff, just the cattle. But what's going on in the soy oil at this point?
Yeah, well, first of all, we have a surplus of soy oil in the country. And the background on that is with the renewable diesel industry growing and sustainable aviation fuel future. A lot of companies invested in building processing plants to produce these liquid biofuels where soy oil could be the feedstock. And so we saw ahead of that, what we needed was a soy oil producer so they could do so. And so that we expanded our crushing capacity. So now we're producing more soy oil than we ever produced before as well. Soy meal too, I might add. And but that wasn't a problem. The concern was, can we produce enough of it? Suddenly then we started losing support from the government, and the government started having lower quotas in than where the industry was already at. So the economics started getting tight once again, but they were still moving forward. We were still finding a way to make it work. Then we saw the Inflation Reduction Act passed by Congress and put together by the Biden administration and put through Congress that said, okay, on January 1, that dollar credit that we were seeing support the biodiesel industry, it's going away on December 31st. It's going to be replaced with these subsidies outlined in the 45Z guidelines. And that will be the same for subsidies for the feedstocks going into the renewable diesel as well as sustainable aviation fuel. Without these subsidies, the economics simply doesn't work, period. It's not even close. These fuels have to be subsidized to be able to operate. And that's what our demand is based on. And so without knowing what the guidelines are going to be, particularly with the lack of government support lately, processors don't know if they buy the feedstock, if they're locking in a profit or a loss. And so many of them have simply said, we're just going to close down or dramatically reduce our production. And as we get to January 1st, that will be the case. And some of them starting to gear down now and as far as advanced purchases of the soy oil. So we're seeing a surplus of soy oil build up. Soybean crush margins are starting to contract. So that's a real concern. Now, when we got the tariff announcement, that's told us, okay, at least then we won't have the competition from canola oil and used cooking oil. But we still have a surplus of soy oil if they're not producing. And so that is a real concern going forward. And with the change of administration, there are now concerns in the industry. We may not have those 45Z guidelines, which EPA was supposed to have had by now. We may not have them for 6 months. So how long will we be shut down in building up, backing up these soy oil supplies? And you add to that, okay, that's a hurt on domestic demand for soybeans. You add to that that growing conditions in Brazil are really good right now. And so they're looking at a big crop being harvested in another, shall we say, 30, 40 days. They'll start the early harvest, early fields being harvested there. And that'll take away some of our export business as well. And then you start throwing in the potential for a tariff war with China. It's just difficult right now to build a bullish case for soybeans. And that's kind of in a nutshell what the story is. We're worried that soy oil prices may have much more downside risk than they do upside right now.
In the front half, Arlen, you talked a little bit about consumer confidence, and I was reading in your midday commentary that personal income rose during October. So that bodes well when we see, hopefully, some extra purchases of proteins and others that will affect the economy.
Yes, definitely. And particularly for the protein sector, meaning here the livestock sector, this is good news. And we've been seeing that as consumer sentiment has been improving, the consumer's been spending more. Now, the housing market is still struggling. We've seen that data come out because all of a sudden consumers say, hey, I want to buy a house. And we are seeing indications that interest in buying is going up. But they missed their opportunity because the market priced in those anticipated cuts back in September, and now they're back up once again. Interest rates are mortgage rates. But the consumer is buying more beef, and they're buying more pork. And so we're seeing consumer demand at the retail level for beef and pork is strong right now, and that's good for the meat industry going forward.
Well, we know that we have a shortened holiday because of Thanksgiving tomorrow. So I just want to take a quick moment and wish you, Arlen, and your family a very happy Thanksgiving. And real quick, how do folks find you?
Happy Thanksgiving to you and our listeners, and find me at StoneX.com.
All right. That has been the Wednesday version of the Channel Final Bell. Channel Final Bell is brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Conduit. Conduit does it different so you can do it better. With online access to the ag products you need 24/7, visit conduit.ag. Across the Atlantic, recent agricultural policy decisions in both the European Union and Great Britain have driven farmers to the streets in protest. I'll have more after this. In a 24/7 job like farming, having round-the-clock online access to all the ag products you need just makes sense. So that's how Conduit does things. And in this business, anytime you have an opportunity to score an advantage, you do it. Which brings us to Conduit's Cyber November event. It's basically one long list of advantages, including steep discounts on the ag products you need. Free glyphosate with corn bundles, free glufosinate with soy bundles, and quick and easy financing up to $1 million and 0% interest through January of 2026. Those aren't just good deals, they're a big deal for your operation. But while the list of advantages might be long, the event itself is not. So if you're going to do it before December 2nd at conduit.ag. Do it all and do it better with Conduit. We've talked a lot recently about potential changes ahead for United States ag policy, but in the United Kingdom, the government's decision to reform inheritance taxes has led to considerable unrest among farmers already. Previously, in the UK, agricultural property was largely exempt from the inheritance tax, allowing family farms to pass through generations without significant financial burden.
However, under a new policy set to take effect in April of 2026, introduces a 20% tax on inherited ag assets exceeding $1 million. Now, this change has prompted thousands of farmers to protest in London, arguing that the tax will devastate family farms, which they say are already struggling due to climate change, global instability, and post-Brexit trade challenges. The English National Farmers Union president Tom Bradshaw expressed concerns that the tax burden will force many to sell parts of their land to meet these tax obligations, potentially leading to the breakup of family farms and harming farmers' political support, crucial for impending ag reforms aimed at reducing carbon footprints. Meanwhile, in the European Union, the proposed trade agreement with the Mercosur bloc, which includes Brazil, Argentina, Paraguay, and Uruguay, has faced significant opposition. The deal, initially agreed upon back in 2019, aims to create a free trade area between the EU and the Mercosur countries. However, French farmers have escalated protests against the agreement, fearing it would expose them to unfair competition from South American ag imports produced under weaker environmental standards. Critics argue that the agreement could lead to an influx of products like beef and soybeans, which may not meet the EU's stringent environmental and health regulations. French leadership have opposed the agreement, emphasizing those deforestation and health concerns. I'll be back with more after this.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see: JKO Auto Body Shop of Durant. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications, from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop. Madison Street, Durand.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Yes, for now it seems as if the UK will move ahead with their inheritance tax policy changes, and leaders in the EU have emphasized they'll continue to push for the trade deal with Mercosur. But now that farmers are throwing their political weight around, it will be interesting to see how those policies are modified. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Conduit Ag. Get 0% financing through January 2026 at conduit.ag. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chentfit Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chentfit Smith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chentfit Smith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chentfit Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight, couple of flurries and a low near 20. And more clouds around for tomorrow, scattered flurries and a high in the mid-20s. Colder with sunshine Friday, high only near 20. Staying cold for the weekend, even with sunshine, highs only in the low 20s. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com. Right now it's 22.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Don't rock the jukebox. Wanna hear some Jones? 'Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox. play me a country song. Before you drop that quarter, keep one thing in mind. You got a heartbroken hillbilly standing here in line. I've been down and lonely ever since she left. Before you punch that number, could I make one request? Don't rock the jukebox, I wanna hear some Jones. 'Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. Ain't got nothing against rock and roll, but when your heart's been broken, you need a song that's slow. There ain't nothing like a steel guitar drown a memory. Before you spend your money, baby, play a song for me. And don't rock the jukebox, wanna hear George Jones. 'Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. Yeah, don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song.
I got the cover off the 68. I fired it up and let them horses sing. A little pretty thing, a little tan leg Georgia dream, but she's rocking them holy jeans. And baby, what you got going on Saturday? You know, word's got it, it's gonna be a party out of town about half a mile. Four wheel drives and big mud tires, musket down wine. Oh baby, you can find me in the back of a jacked up tailgate, sitting around watching all these pretty things. Get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling with some Skinner and some old hay. Let's get this thing started, it's my kind of party. Baby, just do your thing, give up your keys. Hell, why drive when you can stay with me? And then after a while, we sneak away from the bonfire, walk by the moonlight and down to the riverside. Got you sipping on some moonshine. Baby, if you're in the mood and you can settle for one night of rodeo, you could be my tan leg Juliet, I'll be your redneck Romeo. Find me in the back of a jacked up tailgate, sitting around watching all these pretty things. Get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling with some Skinner and some old hay. Let's get this thing started, it's my kind of party. Back watching all these pretty things. I get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling with some Skinner and some old hay. Let's get this thing started. It's my kind of party.
The Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
I thought I knew the girl so well. She was sad, I couldn't tell. I missed the point, I missed the signs. So if she's gone, the fault is mine. I know a whole lot of little things. Even though I could list them one by one, she would still be gone. Her eyes are blue, her hair is long, at 64 she was born in Baton Rouge. Her favorite song was In My Life. I memorize her every move. I knew her books, her car, her but I paid no attention to what mattered most. I never asked, she never said. And when she cried, I turned my head. She dreamed her dreams behind closed doors. That made them easy to ignore. And I know I miss the forest for the trees. And all I have to show, or would she walk out the door? A Colfax and nothing more. Eyes are blue, her hair is long, at 64 she was born in Baton Rouge. Her favorite song was In My Life. I memorized her every move. I knew her books, her car, her clothes. But I paid no attention to what mattered most. Eyes are blue, her hair was long, 64 she was born in Baton Rouge. Her father's tall, her mother's gone. She moved out west when she was two. The way she laughed, the way she loved. Oh my God, what did I do?
Tall Pins. I'm looking down the barrel of a ride at night. I'm riding on a river of freeway lights. Goodbye city, I'm country bound. To Monday.